Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Directly before your face, you see new Lara. Eyes are sunken. Her complexion is sallow.
Help me, dear. Help me.
A large sign notes the town name of Fairhaven. And as you come in, you notice that people have begun to return to this town.
I think it's a good sign. Everything's returning to normal, I guess.
Should we see if they need a hand or anything? Or?
And as you get around the corner to the town square, you see the ground starting to heave up. Coming up from it are monstrous centipedes.
Things are about to get moist.
The second one that you hit kind of turns to you and looks with its beady eyes as you strike into its face, and it explodes back and out towards some running people. They're covered in centipede goop.
So, sorry about that.
And head back out into the streets. You begin to feel a rumble.
Well, I can't. That can't be good.
As you see a giant centipede.
So we're talking like a dune level sandworm.
It screams and looks down towards you. Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons. We're
D&D 5th edition actual play podcast.
That's what we are. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
How on earth he even gets up in the morning and accomplishes anything without me is a miracle.
If I don't write it down, it doesn't happen. I'm very tired. I don't understand why.
I play Thea Amastasia, a high elf druid.
And also with me, because we've talked a little bit and kind of lost the flow, Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Flint Firebeard. He is a champion fighter. He's a dwarf as well.
Side note. Welcome to another Carla Free episode.
Amy's out of wine. We've got a problem.
Amy's out of wine.
I just ran out of wine.
We got a problem. Carla's not here and Amy is out of wine.
Well, only one of those is a real big problem. I'll let you folks decide which one it is.
Totally up to you. You know what? Maybe we'll post a poll over on Patreon, where we sometimes do that.
Which is the bigger travesty? No Carla in the episode today, or Amy has nothing else
Amy
to drink.
Amy out of wine with, like, skulls and X's.
It's up to you. Only you can decide. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And when you're over there and you are a patron, you can get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Jacob Madden.
Jacob Madden, you have a bitchin' name.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob. You rock. And now, fuck it. Let's play D&D. We're jumping right back into the action. Roll for initiative.
Screaming in our faces. He is nonplussed and screams back something like, I've taken shits bigger than you.
13 for it.
19. It's all the shit talk.
Yeah.
She's really wanting to kind of come back from where she's at.
Okay, so to repaint the picture, because, you know, pictures rather than just screaming in your face, people might not remember. There, you found yourself in a town called Fairhaven, and they had a problem with some centipedes, to which you became exterminators and took some out. But then, a monstrous, giant, huge, 30-foot-high centipede came erupting from the ground and is now screaming down upon you, and it is Thea's turn.
I hate centipedes. And I...
Did you forget what you were fighting?
Yes. No. And I cast Blight upon it.
Ooh.
So, I am... That the creature's now awash in necromantic energy. Necromantic energy. That's what it says. And it must make a constitution saving throw. Bet its constitution's real shitty because it's probably a fucking insect.
Real shitty. Real shitty. Yeah. Still has to do that. That's a 20.
Yep, real shitty.
You're a bitch.
Wait, was that to Russ or the centipede?
Yes.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We got a poll. Was it for Russ or was it for the centipede?
Is Russ a bitch? Yes or yes. There's only going to be one choice.
The two options, they're both
yes
the same.
Yes or hell yes. Okay. 51. So you'll take 25.
Yes.
Dommage.
Describe to me what your blight looks like.
It comes out as like a... You know what like Hexus looks like?
No.
In the Infern Gully. All like sticky and bubbly and smoky, but oil slicky at the same time. And it makes like the weird like was that just like a bubble that looked like a strange like ghost head? It does that.
The centipede having it impact its exoskeleton and shrivel up some of its legs on its side quarter. Lets out a shriek as it's now Flint's turn.
Neat.
How far away from Flint is this bad boy?
Oh, it's big and it's like right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's coming at you.
Can I roll some sort of check to see if there's any, like, if I can determine any maybe weak spots on this bad boy?
Mm-hmm. Maybe a nature?
I will roll a nature. That is a 23.
You sense that its exoskeleton is very, very hard. Even the joints of which it has between the individual plates seem very well fortified. It has two beady eyes up high on its head and a gaping maw.
Okay, so it's got a couple soft parts, but they're 30 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the butt.
Or the butt.
Centipede butt.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since the butt's on the other side of me, I'm going to go for throwing my Dwarven Thrower up in its general head region.
Okay.
Then maybe determining how well I roll will be what it hits.
That works for me.
First attack is a 16.
You throw your Dwarven Thrower and it goes up and glances off one of the plates nearest its face and begins falling back towards the ground.
Okay. It has arrived back into my hands. And I will throw it again. This one is a 19.
That will hit.
Okay. So that is 11 magic bludgeoning damage.
It impacts like in its jaw. Like you see it hit and buckle one of the plates below it, cracking it and splintering it.
Okay, I'm going to throw another one at that same area. That is a 29. Oh, hang on. That is, in fact, a critical, because I now have criticals on 18s as well.
Oh, Jesus. All right. You are critically hit it.
Excellent. So that is... Ooh, the roll was not very great. 8 plus 6, so 14 magic bludgeoning damage.
Your thrower goes up, and with such force, it cracks through and into the mouth of the centipede. And centipede guts goo, like begin to fall down on top of you, make a dexterity saving throw.
Guts and goo.
Guts and goo.
Gross.
That is a 20, but it wasn't critical.
You dodge out of the way, but as your hammer returns, it too is covered in guts and goo, so you still get guts and goo on you.
No!
Joke's on you!
I got guts and gooed.
Got him, guys! Alright, podcast over.
Succeed.
Mission accomplished.
It is the centipede's turn, and it goes to rears up and goes to dive down on top of Flint with a big old bite. That is going to be a 19.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Alrighty then.
Ooh, when did Ace Ventura show up?
At the same time, its tail stinger, which you now see.
Tinger?
Yeah, which you now see come into view up and out of the ground, swings towards Thea for a 24 to hit.
Miss.
Not true.
Doesn't get me.
Flint, you're going to take 22 piercing damage.
Oh, dang.
And if the target is a large or smaller creature, it must succeed on a dexterity saving throw.
So I'm going to take 19 and I need to do a dex save?
Yes.
That is a 11, but I am going to re-roll a saving throw that I failed, because I'm pretty sure I failed that one.
Maybe.
100% I did. That is a 17.
That also fails, so
I'm
going to
re-roll one more time. I can do it three times.
Ooh, it's an 18.
So close.
So close.
You are now swallowed by the centipede. You are inside of the centipede.
Shit.
And the tail attack, let's come back to that now. You're going to take 19 piercing damage and... that's poison. You can take 19 piercing damage. And it doesn't matter about the poison. Should have ate you and stung him.
Fuck you and your poison.
I'm still resistant to poison, so that's true. Wouldn't have been too bad.
It is your turn, and you take damage at the start of the worm's turn. So it's your turn, Flint.
What? Okay.
Nope, Thea. Thea's first. Sorry.
I was like, he should have four turns.
Flint's usually first.
He did go first.
No, he didn't.
I go first. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to cast Flaming Sphere. You said that Flint doesn't get damaged.
You see Flint get eaten as you get pierced by this tail stinger. So he is now inside, but you as a character don't know what you're doing. For it.
I'm going to aim at the tail end of him because I assume Flint hasn't had the time to like go all the way
slow
down there
to digestive track. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to aim like lower half. Plus, I just got by the tail. So fuck him. So my 5 foot diameter sphere, I throw at the lower half of this giant turd creature.
Mm-hmm.
And must make a dexterity saving throw.
15.
Fine. It doesn't save.
Okay.
Sorry. I saw your 17. Thought you were going to say a higher number. And then he said a lower number, but my response was already cocked in your face. So I just went ahead with the confidence. So since I am casting this at 6th level, it's actually going to be 5d6 fire damage. 10, 15, 16 fire damage.
Yes. It shrieks.
Yeah, it does. I love the sound.
Some of the legs sizzle and shrivel up.
Lots of slurping noises tonight.
Like insects do when they're near fire. I don't know.
Burn a lot of insects in your childhood here, Russ? Are we uncovering some weird?
Oh, is this a true crime podcast all of a sudden?
There were signs.
All right, Flint, you find yourself inside of a giant centipede. It's not feeling good.
It's getting hotter by the minute.
You can do whatever you want, but you're restrained and...
Blinded.
Blinded.
Now, what does being restrained mean?
That's a good question. Like, can he swing an axe?
Yeah.
Oh, you just have disadvantage on the attack. Restrained, are you?
Restrained, your speed becomes zero, can't benefit from any bonus to speed, attack rolls against the creature have advantage. That would be against you, and the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. The creature has disadvantage on dexterity saving throws. So you got disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws, dex saving throws.
Okay.
And you can't move.
Okay. I guess I'll stab it with my moist tongue longsword.
Sure.
Which I'm assuming is still all moisted and I don't need to moist it up again.
Wouldn't that be awful if you had to open your mouth to say something?
I mean, I assume so. You didn't turn it off, so.
Yeah. And you said with disadvantage, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the first one was an 18. Second one is a 19. So 18, I guess.
18 will hit.
Okay. Now I'm going to add the damage correctly this time, because I've taken away one of the d10s, so I can't roll it. Okay, that is 21 damage.
You strike out and into the esophagus of the centipede. I assume they have esophagus, esophagi.
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah. And it definitely slices into...
Okay, yeah, I'll try and do that again. First one's a 25, second one's a 23.
25, 23, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay,
sure. All right, yeah, whatever. So that is 14 and 10, 24 damage that time.
You feel the blood begin to pour into and down around you from the wound that you're opening up. You feel it begin to contract around where you are and attacking.
I would like to use my lightning breath. Because I haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah.
Is that a roll or does it just happen?
It's a saving throw, but I don't think the worm can get out of your way.
It's literally coming from inside the house. The call's coming from inside the house in this situation, so...
Get out of the house!
Okay. That is 16 lightning damage.
And you begin to... You tell me what it looks like inside of here. Nobody can see, but what does it look like?
It's very, very bright. Inside of this for Flint. Maybe on the outside, like you can see it like a little flash of light in there.
Wherever it has been pierced, it's just...
Just a little break of light. But yeah, it's very, very bright for Flint doing this lightning breath in this centipede.
So much so that it even cauterizes some of the wound that you opened up so you feel less blood trickling down on top of you. Because it took... some damage above 30. It must make a constitution saving throw to see if it can remain swallowed. You can remain swallowed.
Oh, he doesn't barf you back up.
Yeah. That is 18, which does not succeed. So you feel its throat constrict around you and push you forward and throw you out. And you are 30 feet in the air, my friend.
Awesome.
So we're going to get some fall damage here.
That is fair.
Less awesome.
I have to remember how fall damage works.
I think he's going to take 5.
I think it's per every 10 feet, it's some sort of D, maybe 8, maybe 10?
D6. 1d6 bludgeoning for every 10 feet fell. It fell. So let's say 3d6. That's 6, 10, 13 bludgeoning damage as you fall and crash to the ground.
Do I subtract 3 for my heavy armor mastery because of that?
If it counts for bludgeoning, then yeah.
I mean, it says bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing non-magic damage, so.
That's just straight bludgeon, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I will take
10. You fell on the ground, yep. You know how armor works, so you turned right to the side and only threw out half of your back.
Right? Little action roll in there as I fall.
Yeah. It is now the centipede's turn. And it doesn't like that you did that. And it's going to try and bite you.
Reflux.
It's It's going to try and bite you again, and being that you are knocked prone, it gets advantage. So that is 27.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to take 22 piercing damage, and then another dexterity saving throw.
Oh man, it's gonna barf you up and eat you again.
All right, I've taken my 19 piercing damage.
God, always 19.
That is a 14. I don't think that's gonna do it.
No.
Good, back in I go.
It throws you, and you can tell that it.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of General Tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist, or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop General Tires at TireRack.com.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
It looks like real upset that you made it throw you up. And now it comes down to eat you again and chomps once and then swallows you whole. It swings its tail stinger at you. That's a natural 20.
Are you sure it's at me?
Well, he's in its stomach.
Well.
I mean, he could have swung it at his own stomach.
How smart is it, really?
So that's going to be 38 piercing damage.
Are you sure? Christ almighty, yeah. I'm taking more damage now than I did during the rise of Tiamat.
Well, I mean, what is Tiamat if not just a fucking five-headed centipede?
Right. It's kind of funny that that's how that's working out. It is your turn, Thea. You see that, well, you feel the tail stinger pierce into you, and it pulls back and goes to land on a house, and you see people... through a window. It's like up in the air and you see it.
Oh
kind of
god.
Falling.
I there's no way I'm gonna get to it in time. I scream to them, "Get out!" And I use a bonus action to this centipede didn't move. And since it didn't move, it has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Seven.
Seven? Nope. So it's going to take 5d6 again. So that's 5, 11, 12 fire damage.
Okay.
Then I'm just trying to distract it at this point. Maybe, like, get it to move its tail. I don't know. I'm going to, with a bonus action, I'm going to slam the sphere. Like, I'm going to draw it back and slam it into it. For another, you have to make the saving throw again.
9.
Nope, not good enough. Another 5d6. So that's 10, 18, 21 damage, fire damage.
There you go, Amy.
Yeah, here I go. And now for my real Z's turn, I'm going to cast Toll the Dead. And I point to it, and the sound of dolorous bells fill the air around it, and it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Have you casted this before? Is this new?
No, I've cast it before.
Really? When?
Yeah. I can't remember, but I have.
Okay.
Episode 62. I don't
Yeah, I was going to say, holy shit.
Wow, like that is pulled it from the ether.
Sorry, what am I doing? Wisdom
saving throw. How smart is this thing?
7.
Yep, that's not going to work, and so it's going to take 3d12 necrotic damage. A 9 and a 5 is 14. Plus 1 is a 15. 15 necrotic damage.
I mean, it wouldn't be an Amy attack if there wasn't a 1 in there somewhere.
Right.
With the force of the fireball and then these bells ringing around what I assume centipedes have ears.
Or the vibration of the bell would probably freak it out. The whole nervous system
begins to shake. Flint, you feel this vibration run through and begin to spasm all the muscles. Thea, the tail swings wide of the house because it was blasted into.
I do a phew.
The people inside hear your scream for getting the fuck out, and they do so. They run out. And then is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it seemed like a lot for Thea.
It was.
Didn't
no, it was
it?
Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
it was really good.
I just wasn't sure if there was anything else.
No, we're good.
And then it's back to Flint. You are now inside again.
Okay.
Still inside.
You are still again inside.
Still inside. All right. I guess I will go back to attempting to attack this thing.
All right.
First roll's a 27. Second one's a 24.
Yep.
Okay, so that is 5 plus 8 plus 10, so 18 damage that time.
Writing it down this time. Not that
All
I
right.
didn't before.
Second
didn't
attack. Listen. First one is an 18. Second one is a 24.
What's the lowest that you can roll?
Like an 11 would be a crit fail.
Okay.
Fair enough. So, I mean, okay. The first one was an 8. It wasn't anything crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out if you can actually miss this thing. But yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, Flint's a beefy boy.
Yeah.
So that is 28 damage on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You begin to feel that the good old feels of just that warm...
regurgitation.
Yeah.
That being said, if I feel this starting to happen, I'm gonna roll my next attack. First one was a 27. Second one is a 15.
15 does not hit.
Oh, it does not hit. All right.
Does not hit. No.
Oh,
I mean, that's surprising for inside.
I had something fun planned if I was going to be regurgitated up, but
foiled again.
It's all
by
right.
The numbers. It's math game.
Fucking math.
Okay, it must make a constitution saving throw, which it succeeds.
So 23. I stay in there?
So you stay in there.
And do I take damage?
On its turn,
okay.
Which is right now.
So
yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You are going to take, as you feel the blood and these stomach acids pouring over you, you are going to take 21... acid damage.
You're tripping balls right now.
Well, I don't have a resist for that.
You do not.
All right.
You don't 21. Have that stomach acid resist.
Seems like 21 has been this thing's like MO.
I thought 19 has been. I've taken a couple 19s.
Oh, I have had 19s. That's right. Okay, 21.
22.
So. Down to 150. Yep. All right.
And it so you begin to feel yourself move further down into the worm. You'd think breathing would be a problem here. We'll say,
it happens so fast, right?
Pay you to think,
there are air bubbles.
Yeah, we don't pay you to think. Fair enough.
We don't pay you to think. Yeah. That's right. You're really just a pretty
face
here.
Yeah, you're not in like the large, small intestine yet. Large small intestine.
I mean, really, if you want to get all nitty gritty with it, think about the magic school bus.
I
How
often
did they
do.
Survive in the stomach?
They had magic. Flint doesn't have magic.
No.
But anyways.
This is a giant centipede, for Christ's sake.
Centipede swings its tail towards Thea.
And I jump?
No, I don't think you're going to jump and get this one. It's 18 plus 9 is 27.
Yeah, but just barely.
Yeah, so you're going to take...
19?
19 piercing damage. No! And then it's going to turn and move, like just jump up into the air trying to bite you.
What? How many turns does it have?
It's 2.
Probably just the two. But it always was biting me and then tailing you, so.
Right.
18 to hit.
Well, mm-hmm.
It's 22 piercing damage.
Holy fuck.
How you doing there, Amy?
Oh, I have got 11 hit points left. Oh. I'm just peachy.
Maybe it's time to, like, wild shape into something?
Maybe a dexterity saving throw first.
Oh, right, do that, yeah.
Because he's chompa, chompa, chompa.
Yeah, because he doesn't necessarily swallow you up.
Oh, right, I forgot about the swallow. So dexterity saving throw, you say?
Welcome to the middle. We're here now.
And so are you.
This is the place where we tell you how awesome you are. You're awesome.
You're so awesome.
You're really awesome.
Let's begin. You look great today. The new thing you're doing.
The hair
is amazing.
Really working.
And I love it. And more importantly than that, you're a good person.
That's the most important
Beautiful
part.
On the inside and the outside.
100%. Well, middle over.
Well, hold on. We just told them how much we love them and how great they are.
Oh, right.
We maybe share some of the great things that they've said about us?
Yes, because so
just
many people have said so many nice things about us. And part of being a podcast, if you've heard any podcasts, is asking for ratings and reviews, which we do not do very often, mostly because...
It's annoying if you ask too often.
If you ask too often, it's like, please.
How desperate are we?
Yeah.
Real desperate, but
I mean, pretty
we're
desperate.
Pretend to be not desperate.
So that's what we're doing today is we're being desperate by asking you to give us ratings and reviews. I don't know if this is going well anymore, but we're doing it. And we're going to read you some reviews and that people have given us.
Yeah, I got one. I got one from Christopher Grawock. Did I say that right?
Grawock.
Grawrock.
Grawrock.
This is from Facebook. And Christopher says, first off, 5 stars. Now on to the review. So I came upon this lovely podcast, much like how Thea came upon that poison chest. The first... So completely by accident, and you somehow hurt all your friends when you found us?
Yeah.
Terrifying. The first few episodes hurt because of the audio, but I was so caught up with the story that it didn't matter. I grew attached to Thea, Flint, and Nulara. Also, Grancis and Flamekins. Oh, boy. You guys do phenomenal work. I listen to you guys at work, and a lot of times I have to bite my tongue to be quiet for the sake of me not looking like a loony talking to you at work. You guys are awesome. I'm saddened to see this adventure come to an end, but very excited for the next. You guys are awesome. Ya doinks.
Pretty sure this was left at the end of season one, hence this adventure engine. Right. But the adventure continues on.
Christopher, if you're listening and you have listened to the new adventure, let us know what you think.
Absolutely.
Live up to your expectations.
I was going to say something.
Was it important?
Obviously not. It's gone now.
This is from I Hate Hipsters on Apple Podcasts. Great actual play podcast. All the best parts of sitting around playing with your friends without all the bathroom breaks. Because Russ edits those out. Side note. Russ, Amy, Carla, and Tom have great chemistry, and the fun they are having is obviously genuine. The show has inspired me to find a group and start playing again after a 20-plus year break.
Ooh.
Seriously. Give it a listen.
Do it.
Seriously.
Come on, guys.
After a 20-plus year break?
That's
awesome. Fantastic.
Really
that's
cool.
Like getting someone to eat cheese again.
That is what that's exactly like.
Specific yep.
Everybody just gave Amy a look.
It was a look.
Yeah.
Because in my head, it made sense. Like, cheese is fantastic. And if you took a 20-year break and then had cheese. Shut up, Tom. Just please follow me here. So you like cheese, but then you took like a huge hiatus because you read a book about how cheese is bad for you or something, but it was completely bogus. And then 20 years later, you had brie. Or
this is requiring
like
way too many logical leaps.
I know.
It would
so
just be
many.
Fantastic.
Why did you take it the break in the first place?
Because, I don't know.
It's too complicated. Let's just say, like, yeah, Amy.
Yeah, Amy.
It's like yeah, totally, Amy. It's like that cheese thing that you were talking about.
Tom, you got
about.
Another Thank review you. For us?
Yep. Yeah, I have another one from Apple Podcasts. This one's from LLTMS Fanboy 417. It's called Lovely 5 Stars. I'm finally caught up, so now I'm impatient to hear what's next. 80 episodes in a month is just not enough of these lovelies.
Oh my gosh.
I get my fill with D&D, dick jokes, and darlings in one pod. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That
is a great
review. Too many episodes in 1 month,
yeah.
But I love you.
I remember listening or reading that review when it first popped up, and I was like, D&D dick jokes and darlings, like, new podcast name.
We're not rebranding and we're not starting another podcast.
Hard rebrand. Let's do it.
So with that, thank you for all those lovely reviews. We will try to read some more soon, sooner than later, because we just want to thank you very much for them. Mm-hmm. If you have not left us a review, we would encourage you and appreciate it if you could leave us a rating and review. Apple Podcasts is the big one, but you can also leave them on Stitcher or on Facebook or anywhere, and we will find them, and that's what matters, not necessarily if it helps anything. Like, any rating and review helps is really what it is. Just gets us out in front of some more people. So links are down in the description as to all the places that you can review, and we would like you to do that. So thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm fresh taste of Eggland's Best eggs. Only Eggland's Best hens are fed their proprietary all vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
How about a 15? Wait! Wait! I'm going to use a lucky point. And I'm going to roll it again. Nat 20.
Oh! Then that succeeds. I can put my book
put
down.
Put that book away, Russ.
Hey, little bookworm. Get out of here.
And it is your turn as the worm begins to burrow back into the ground.
Oh, fuck no. You're going to get taken
away. So it burrows 30 feet into the ground. I said it was 30 feet. So you see its tail just kind of sticking out of the ground as it's going.
I run over. And since its tail's still sticking out of the ground, it's still in my fireball zone. Because it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, come. It did go. It went up and down and in. Fireball was not on top of you.
Did it move more than 5 feet away from the fireball that was centered on it before?
Yes.
Really?
It's now all underground.
You said the tail was sticking out.
This much, because it's a 30-foot thing and it went 30 feet into the ground.
I love how he's not giving an inch. I'm at 11 hit points, folks.
Hit me with your fire.
No, it's fine. I will move the fireball, though, because since it's so big, that's a hole I can shove a fireball up its ass. So I'm going to do that. So make yourself, what is it, a constitution saving throw?
I mean, probably a dexterity saving throw.
But it's a dex.
For Keister.
For Keister. Wow.
That's a zero. Oh, nope, that's a minus one.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel pretty good. So the flaming fear. Folks, that's great. 5d6. Oh, shit. 10, 16, 23 fire damage. That's a bonus action, by the way.
Yeah.
And then, well, frankly, I'm gonna heal. Yeah. I'm going to choose myself, and a surge of positive energy washes through me, causing me to regain 70 hit points.
Oh, dang.
Flint's turn.
All right. I guess I'm going to go back to attempting to cut this thing from the inside.
Do it.
First one's a 25. Second one is an 18.
That will hit. You from inside also, like, begin to hear and feel like rock and stone coming down towards you.
Okay. So that is 8 and 2 is 10, and another 10 is 20 damage that time.
All right.
22 and a 24.
Yes, sir.
All right. 11, 13, and 10 is 23 damage.
So tell me how you escape from this dead giant centipede.
I guess Flint, like Superman, poses with his sword up in the air and tries to go through the butt.
Yeah, he does.
You hear the stones coming up from the entrance and you make a quick exit. Yeah, I like it. Thea, you see Flint fly up with his sword through the buttocks.
Hey.
Classy.
I mean, you know, it's tricky down there.
Thea pats her pockets and comes out with, like, what seems like a very insufficient hanky for the amount of goo that is covering Flint right now.
You didn't want this back, did you? Because...
Nah, man, it's
all right,
yours.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, it's yours. Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Flint just starts wiping off his face.
What was it like inside that giant gross monster?
Well, yeah, you just really hit the nail on the head there with that last word you used. It was very gross.
Oh, monster was the last word I used, but yes.
Oh, well, I mean, the last adjective you used.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Wow. All that reading you've been doing on this trip back is really...
Well, I mean, there's not much else to do, right?
Like, good God. I just want to say I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Proud of you. Kind of look around and survey the destruction of the town and like, well.
So, what now?
I look back toward the cart. Is that dude still passed out in there?
Mm-hmm. Donnie's just kind of like gently caressing his face.
By the way, Flint got like one little section of his face cleared off before that handkerchief became
unusable. I
would have assumed
that you would have done the beard first.
Yeah, you would think so, but I wanted to get it around the eyes.
Oh, or the mouth.
Well, that too, but...
Well, we should probably return this guy before Donnie makes him a pet.
But maybe we can keep him.
You can't keep a human.
You keep animals.
That's, for some reason, different. Which seems less... Like I have a leg to stand on because you can talk.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my intelligence is higher than this guy's, but, you know, whatever. Wow.
You know what? I think he's been through enough today. How about we find you a real nice, like, real nice gnome?
Uh-huh.
Something on the travel.
Good, wait.
Well, you can carry him around.
Uh-huh.
Like Nulara carried you.
Oh.
Yeah, remember when you were all tiny?
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Yeah, when I was tiny. So, never mind. It's all good.
No, well, say it.
Well, it's just, if I can't have a human, how come I can have a gnome?
You
well,
can't
they're a
have
lot
this
smaller.
Human.
So, smaller means more significant or insignificant?
No, but it's just easier for you to carry around.
Oh.
I kind of, like, turn away from Donnie and just kind of mumble into Flint's ear, like, I wasn't ready to parent him. I don't. He's always asking questions I can't answer.
It's those teen
you
years.
You know what?
Just trying to understand the hierarchy of you bipedal creatures.
It's completely arbitrary.
Yeah. Oh.
Totally arbitrary.
Arbitrary. Cool.
Yeah. You know what? We will consider you more of an equal next time you chip in a fight.
I was babysitting the pet. I mean, the person who got taken out. And
well,
trying
what about,
not to...
What about during the first encounter with the other centipedes, though?
You guys seemed like you had it under control. I mean, you were just, like, whirlwinding your stuff, throwing things, and, like, jumping, pew, pew. And I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Like, at some point, we're going to have a talk about your attitude, mister.
And how awesome it is. You got it.
Like slowly pull the dude off of the cart and maybe prop him up, sitting up like against a tree. Check his vitals, make sure he's breathing.
Yeah, he's breathing.
Okay. I write him a note. Sorry you got slimed. Welcome back to Fairhaven.
Now centipede free.
Might want to call an exterminator. And I just like pin it to his lapel.
Still passed out.
Oh, well, yeah. No, he'll get that later, though. Yep. He'll read it later.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You climb back in. You maybe have a towel in the back or Flint changes or whatever. You know, I'll leave that up to you.
Yep.
And head back out on the road.
He goes back on his naked way. He's like, listen, now it's for necessity.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't you have a change of clothes?
Nope, not this time.
No, I could have sworn in your pack.
No, I'm pretty sure I don't.
Okay, all right.
I think we'll kind of just fade off on that.
We're riding off into a sunset. Yeah, sitting with the reins. Flint just butt-ass naked beside him.
Yep.
You're gonna get splinters in your ass.
And then, like, it goes out with, like, the doo.
The songs Nowhere Land, Infados, and The Machine Thinks are by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Ryan Cushman, Joshua Dixon, Devin Michaels, Kat Waterflame, and Jacob Madden. To find out more, visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
So Tom's got like 7 more attacks. I'm just going to go run and grab a drink.
Okay.
Don't kill it without me. Just kidding. You can kill it. And you probably will.
Oh, you've switched to beer? Or is that cider?
No, I've switched to beer.
Excellent.
I don't have any more wine left.
Wine before beer, you're in the clear. That's what they say, right?
Is that what it is?
And beer before wine, you'll feel fine. I don't see... there's no problem here anywhere.
Yeah. You know, some druids, they wild shape. Mm-mm, not this one. Healing.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did. And that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual...
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.